Hi, it's Danny,
Your podcast host, and I'm jumping in here with a mini-sode this week. And today I'm going to talk about why I rebranded my podcast to the new title, which is Seeking Wonder. So before I get into that, this is going to be helpful for anyone, definitely who's thinking of starting a podcast or has a podcast, because I'm going to talk a bit about branding. And this is definitely, my career was in marketing before I switched to fiction writing and teaching meditation. So naming things is something I think about a lot. So I think it'll be helpful for anyone who's thinking of naming something or specifically a podcast. And I think it'll also, share a bit about the direction of the podcast, where it's been, where it's going for any longtime listeners or anyone who's brand new. But yeah, before I jump into the name of the podcast, I do want to share a related experience from this week, which was I launched my group Reiki meditation, and this is something that I've wanted to do for a long time. I first trained in Reiki a couple of years ago. It was during the pandemic. Basically, almost all of my training was online through Zoom. I did another energy healing training, so Reiki is a form of energy healing, and so I did another in-depth training that was related, that was completely through Zoom, with people all over the world doing practice sessions on people that were over in Europe, whereas I was in New York at the time. And then some of my early experiences with with sharing Reiki were through a meditation app called Insight Timer. So on Insight Timer, I could do a live session, and I would have like 70 to 100 people show up to that. And it's basically the same. Like, if you're on Zoom with one person versus 100 people, and I was especially blown away by how impactful that experience was, whether it was, releasing tension or pain, or having sort of these vivid spiritual experiences, mystical experiences, feeling sensations moving through the body. It was just really amazing and really, proved to me, as much as I had studied energy healing, it really proved to me that there is just so much more going on in our reality than what we really know. So a couple of years go by, and something that just always stuck with me was just this idea of wanting to launch this group Reiki session. And the reasons are first, because I love helping people to feel good. I've taught yoga for a long time. I used to work in a coffee shop, and just like that feeling of like giving someone something that makes them feel really good, it just brings me so much gratification. And that's definitely the experience that people would have with Reiki. And also something that connects people to their own intuition. So, like I said, people have these experiences where maybe they are seeing colors with their eyes closed. Maybe they're kind of hearing intuitive messages, sometimes literal, sometimes figurative, feeling those sensations move through the body and really sensing into something new and different, that that just really experientially demonstrates in a way that maybe can't exactly be proved in a lab right now, but really proves to an individual that they're more than their physical reality, and that just opens up so many more questions and opportunities. And I just get so excited because I think it challenges our notions of what's possible. And so having that sense of possibility is something that, aside from helping people feel good in the moment, it also brings so much possibility for change. And also, finally, that putting it in a group, it's scalable. The way energy works is that it's not actually stronger energy when it's one to one versus one to a group. The energy can, in many ways, be stronger when there is a group there, because everyone is kind of pouring into the same cup kind of thing. It's more targeted towards an intention when it's with one person, but the energy is very strong in a group. And so, just the idea that I can be there for an hour and I can help 5 people, 10 people, 20 people, doing the same thing, the same skill that I've learned, for one person. So, that's something I launched this week, and I had, I think, 6 or 7 people come to the first one, and a lot went into that. I did a bunch of live sessions on Insight Timer, the meditation app, also on Instagram. I also sent at least 25 personal voice messages to people I know, people I've who have been clients in the past, and just wanting to kind of, kick off the group with a good group and like set the energy for the group. So a lot went into it, and I was so happy to be able to share with that group and yeah, build a foundation for what I'm intending to be, this lovely, warm community where we come together and get to feel good and get to share our experiences and provide, that sense of accountability in a way, in terms of personal development. And so the reason I share that story is because it really applies to how I figured out the name for the podcast and why I decided that this was the right name. So now I'm going to talk about the podcast and a little bit of the backstory on the podcast and why I've struggled with what to call it. So I first launched a podcast in 2017. I had just released my memoir, and my memoir was about religion and intimacy, and it was called Shameless. And so I wanted to create a podcast that would help promote the memoir and also explore basically different angles. Some of the people I interviewed were pastors, some did sex work. It was really like, the memoir was my story, but it was really exploring the theme from all these different angles. And so I called the podcast True Love, No Shame, which was a play on that True Love Waits, which was like a tagline of kind of the purity culture, religious movement around sex. So that's the backstory of the podcast. Then I decided to start launching, a podcast season, because I only did 9 episodes then. So I decided to launch a season for the things I had started writing, which were short stories that expanded into fiction. And kind of the same thing, I'd have a short story, but there were always all these different influences. So I had written this short story called Dog Deities, which was really about kind of this fictional town where people worship their dogs literally. And it's like a play on the way that people treat, kind of idolize their dogs in our world. But yeah, in the fictional world, it's just taken to an absurd level, and it's very fun. But a lot of the inspiration for that came from learning about the world of intuitive animal communication and the fact that people very much do talk to their animals, can talk to their animals, and have these really profound experiences, and realize there's like this whole different level of intelligence within animals, our pets, and all kinds of other animals too. So it's kind of there's kind of a parallel there. So this short story was called Dog Deities, and then I called the podcast Spirit Doggies, which was a play on a book that's called Spirit Babies, which is about intuitive communication with basically preconception babies. So you can tell that I like coming up with names for things, and maybe to a fault, because it just got a little confusing to call it different things. And then, what's unique about the podcast is that it is split into seasons, and each season is something different. So I had the season that was about religion and intimacy. Now I have a season about animal communication, and there's going to be another season after this. I already know what the next short story will be that I'm working on, and what the season will be about. And so, yeah, so it's definitely going to get confusing if I change the title of the podcast each season. I think that'll be, as a podcaster, you sort of assume that people are hanging on for every single episode, but That's not the case. A lot of people are coming in through search, maybe listen to one episode and like it, follow the podcast, but don't pay attention. So to change the art each season, to change the name each season, it's going to get pretty confusing pretty quickly. So too many names floating around. So what I initially did is I called it the Danny Fankhauser podcast and then just added Spirit Doggies. So it's Spirit Doggies colon the Danny Fankhauser podcast. And I thought that would add some continuity. But then I started taking this podcast course. I'm going to a podcast event this May and in a few weeks, actually. One of the recommendations was, and this is coming from someone who has what I would consider a major podcast, who's been ranked in the top 10, that the podcast title needs to tell people what the podcast is about. So unless you're, Oprah or someone who really truly has a household name, it's just not going to tell people a whole lot if you call it, your own name. And I was sort of there with calling it the name of the season plus my name, but again, it's not changing it each season, which is going to be every couple months. It's going to get confusing. It's not going to help a whole lot. So something then I started to think about was, well, what are people searching already? Because again, I have this background in marketing. I was really good at SEO. So what if I call it something that people are already searching, something that relates to what the podcast is about and what I do as a meditation teacher? And so I realized like everything that I do ties back to self-trust. Definitely as you develop your intuition, building self-trust is a big part of that. But self-trust also goes into energetic boundaries because intuitive, sensitive, creative people tend to be highly intuitive and in tune with what other people's needs are. But then also the self-trust becomes kind of the anchor to making sure that they have boundaries, that they're not always, it's one thing to know what other people's needs are. It's another thing to give into that and to sacrifice your own needs. So, yeah, intuition development, definitely sensing into other people, but also making sure that you're sensing into yourself and knowing what your needs are in the moment. So self-trust has been this huge theme in my life and definitely influences everything I do. You might notice in this season of the podcast that I ask each interview, each guest, what their intuition backstory was, because I find that to be so fascinating. And help people to kind of learn about their own intuition. So that's a big theme. And so I had considered just calling it self-trust, which would be a very cool kind of like, strong name. But then I did an Instagram poll because I wanted to make sure that I was bringing in other viewpoints and kind of, just making it more of like a community effort and understanding what other people are thinking when they see a phrase. So the poll I ended up doing, I had brainstormed a couple other names that basically decided against on my own. I did a poll for self-trust and then my newsletter, which is over on Substack. I had renamed that earlier this year. So that's it's still kind of a new name, but the newsletter I called Seeking Wonder. And if you're listening to this podcast, you already know which one I ended up choosing. But so that was the poll. And it was a 8-0 vote. So everyone voted for Seeking Wonder. And I was actually kind of frustrated at that point because I'd kind of really gotten on board with this idea of like, it's called self-trust. Like people will search for that and then they'll find the podcast. But the way I phrased the poll was I said, what lights you up? And I think self-trust is definitely, it's like it's the underlying value of many of the interviews, because again, like the podcast, it's unique because there's going to be a work of fiction and then there's these interviews that go with it. So, it's about spirituality, it's about art. So definitely self-trust is kind of a big piece of the transformation stories that are being told. But I think seeking wonder is a little bit more exciting and inspiring. And so then I followed up with people and I said, okay, if you see the name Seeking Wonder, what does it make you think of? And that was really helpful because it kind of communicates this idea of like seeing the magic in the everyday. And then someone else also said practical spirituality. And that's something that I had heard from one of my earliest Reiki clients is she actually we did astrology too, but that was what she was drawn to about my way of communicating was that I kind of break things down into a really straightforward and practical way. It's like stuff that's woo-woo, but like not spoken in a super woo-woo way, which definitely comes from my own background writing about technology and trying to break things down and make it more accessible. And that really is my mission, both as someone who offers spiritual services, but also a writer. And so it seemed like that name was really getting across what I wanted to get across, which felt really good because, again, I did name the newsletter that, and now I can name the podcast that and have a name that kind of translates across platforms that I think is really powerful. And then, tying it back into the Reiki group that I just started this week, something I've heard from Reiki clients is one of the reasons that they want to work with me is because of how I explain it. So, I think that does go a long way in kind of getting to what it is that I do, what I have to offer. The season is about animal communication, and we kind of get to dive deep into that and really make that, something that sounds very mystical, but it's actually very practical. It's something that any of us can do with a little bit of practice. And then the next season is going to be something else that's very much intuition related, but again, through my own lens of making it very practical, very accessible, and yeah, doing that through interviews and then also telling that story through fiction, which, what I do in fiction is basically using mystical ideas and then using them to create these kind of fantasy style worlds. But you read the story, it's very entertaining, but a lot of the components of it are things that are very much available to us in this current in the current world that we're living in. So that is how I ended up choosing the name, and so now the podcast is called Seeking Wonder, and the current season is called Spirit Doggies. So you might still see references to it. We will see if I have the energy to go into. I have some interviews that are already edited, so I'm not sure if I'll go in and actually change the intro. So my apologies for any confusion. Changing the name of the podcast in the middle of a season. My like organized brain does not like it. Wants everything to be super clean and well planned out, but also changing it now versus sticking with a name that itself was confusing. It makes sense to just go ahead and make the change. So that's how I ended up here, and that's why the name is what it is. I would love to hear what you think of it. I'll kind of ask that same question. What does the name Seeking Wonder think make you think of? What do you associate it with? What do you, if you find a podcast with that name, what would you hope to find or learn? I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me through my website, through Instagram. My Instagram is at Danny Fankhauser. So you can find me fairly easily. And so I hope this was helpful or interesting to you if you are new to the podcast or if you are thinking of starting a podcast on your own. There can be a lot of thought that goes into it, and there's also, permission to be like, okay, I didn't quite get that right on the first go, but now I'm going to go ahead and change it. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this community, and yeah, hope you have a great weekend. Bye.